Be right back after this.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out.
272-9228 if y'all want to join in like Tom just did. More news and views after the break.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump, fighting to keep his financial records from prosecutors in New York City, loses in federal appeals court.
This means that those tax returns can be used to develop investigations. They can't make them public, at least not yet, but maybe if they do develop some sort of investigative material that leads to a subpoena or an indictment, then some of that information may come out.
Fox's John Roberts, the president's legal team, had already said they'll appeal this to the Supreme Court. There have been two administration no-shows for interviews for the House impeachment inquiry this morning, with two more expected this afternoon.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway told Fox News Sunday the impeachment process is flawed.
We'll continue to exert executive privilege where we feel that it is necessary.
Former National Security Advisor John Bolton could appear for an interview on Thursday.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway as we start this brand new week, and then a big change at the end of the week. Considerable cloudiness will be around today, tonight, and tomorrow, but we should be dry. Upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, low 70s tomorrow. Wednesday is my pick of the litter as the best day of the week weather-wise, with highs in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thursday as well. Then rain comes in Thursday night and in through at least half of the day on Friday before it turns sharply cold. Colder like it did last week at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Longtime state school board member Ella Bell has died. She represented District 5 for 19 years, which includes parts of Montgomery and much of West Alabama. She was 71 years old. A reputable search and recovery organization has been brought in to help with the case of Anaya Blanchard. Auburn police believe the 19-year-old is a victim of foul play. The reward for information leading to an arrest is now up to $110,000. And State Representative Chris England was elected chair of the Alabama Democratic Party Saturday. This came after the party's governing body voted to remove former chair Nancy Worley and vice chair Randy Kelly. In a statement after the vote, Worley said she was reelected in 2018 and she plans to continue leading the party. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rusty here for my friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7, and call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
How would you like free rent for a year? How about a free vacation? How about a new car? Come into Wind Creek Montgomery now through Friday, November 22nd and earn chances to win in our Rent, Rest, and Ride giveaway. Then on November 22nd at 7, 8, and 9 p.m., three players will win free rent for a year, a free trip to any Wind Creek resort, or a Ford Mustang, Jeep Compass Latitude, or Dodge Charger SXT. So come into Wind Creek Montgomery for Rent, Rest, and Ride.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back, folks. More News and Views. Last hour of News and Views.
Aren't you glad?
Indeed I am. Now, somebody just messaged the radio station, Book of Faces page.
Yeah, and said,
asking about, who's that sponsor that does the video transfers?
Oh.
It's Dan Black Studio.
Dan Black.
And, you know, they really are great folks over there, Dan Black. They can not only take those old analog memories, whether it's VHS or even Betamax or reel-to-reel, just film, and they can bring it into the digital future and preserve it for your children and their kids and their kids. That's the best way to preserve this stuff because, you know, tape deteriorates. That's the awful truth about tape. Even if you, you know, transfer it, sometimes those tapes aren't in full great condition. So it's time to get on it now. Also, that equipment they do, the professional equipment that does the transfers, that equipment is not being made anymore. So now is the time to go by Dan Black Studios and get this done. If you tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener, you'll get 50% off for the month of November, all VHS to DVD transfers. So take advantage of that deal. But also, they do website design, video editing. They'll put together training videos for, say, your employees. They'll put together television commercials. So if you're a small business starting up, if you're an entrepreneur online and looking to get your brand out there and your face and image out there, Dan Black Studios is a great production team. It's a full suite of production over at Dan Black Studios. So again, give them a call today, 279-6036, proud sponsor of News and Views, and we're very happy and proud to have them as a sponsor. Dan Black Studios, great team over there. I think Dan Black did the work when Trump did a rally in Tupelo, Mississippi. Yeah. Dan Black worked with the networks to make sure they had that uplink. So, I mean, this guy has years of experience.
He's got this really cool trucker he used to, because I went in it one time.
I think he still has that thing. Yeah. It's crazy.
It's probably been modernized since I was in it, but
now, this is an interesting angle. I was bringing it up with you off air. I think, and this is my generation's problem, but it's all generations, really, is there is less family formation. Less people, you know, saying joining bowling leagues or Kiwanis Club or Knights of Columbus or whatever group you
that's been going on. These at least these civic club memberships,
right, or Rotary or whatever,
they've been down for about the last 10 or 15 years,
right? And that's just one data point. Also, less people are going to church. Did you see the number that less people now identify as Christian? It's down in the 60% range. Which I'll say, I'm a bit of a lapsed Catholic. I was raised Catholic, I respect the tradition I was raised in, but yeah, maybe we'll do this, and I'm serious about this. If somebody wants to take me to church, their church on a Sunday morning, I'm more than happy to go. Because I'm really on this journey. I believe what I believe, but I'm really trying to learn more outside of my little bubble. And if somebody wanted to take me to church one Sunday, I would be happy to do that, because I think it is a problem that we're not starting families as quickly, especially people my age. I'm now 30. I'll be 31 in less than a month. And I'm starting to think about that.
December 1st.
Right.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, less than a month.
Diciembre. Uno de diciembre.
Stop talking Spanish to me. You know how I feel about that, Jack.
Well, I know how you feel about immigration.
What, I want a fairly open system? I'm not crazy liberal. I don't think we should decriminalize crossing the border, but I think we should secure it, pass a health check, pass a security check.
And shoot them when they come across.
Stop it, you nut job.
Uno de diciembre.
But, you know, it really is an open invitation. You want to take me to church, your church, one Sunday morning, I'm happy to go. We're on Wednesday night. I'd prefer it on the morning and the weekend than a Wednesday night. I'm just kidding around. But this would be interesting. And I got wind of this a few months ago. Kanye West, you know, he went through this whole change where he was saying, why don't we be nice to Trump? Like, you remember that meeting between Yeezy, Kanye, and Trump in the Oval Office?
Between Trump and him, yes.
Stop it.
Well.
Stop telling me what grammar is. I hate that. I'm just talking up here, Jack. I'm not trying to be correct.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead, Joy. You're doing a great job.
But he kind of was really shamed by the left and Democrats and other hip-hop artists, essentially calling
him all sorts. I believe he came to visit him the first time in Trump Tower right after the election.
Yes.
And before the inaugural.
And Kanye got a lot of flack for that meeting, for the Oval Office meeting, for a lot of things he said on Twitter. He was kind of associated with Candace Owens' Blexit movement, black exit from the Democratic Party. And a lot of people in the black community in general were upset with him that he doesn't know what he's talking about. He's kind of shifted now, Kanye has, away from being explicitly about politics, which not everything he said to me was wrong. I actually thought he was being a pretty good voice for bringing people together. And this story hit this weekend. And one of our DJs at our sister station, Jams, went to one of these Sunday services Kanye's been putting on in Atlanta about a month or two ago. And recently, this was in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 1,000 people committed their lives to Christ at Kanye West's Sunday service. And this is according to a pastor down there. Kervine Brewington, a pastor at Crossroads Church in Lafayette, Louisiana, attended the event and shared his experience on Instagram, saying there was an altar call and over 1,000 people gave their lives to Christ. Now, there are a lot of people that have seen these Kanye Sunday services and said, this isn't traditional enough. This isn't how I kind of grew up in the faith. But here's what some of the message said on Instagram. Tonight, worship was lifted, the name of Christ was exalted, the word of God was preached, a multitude prayed together, the gospel was clearly proclaimed, and an opportunity to respond was given. In a crowd of 6,000 people from all walks of life, all ages, and all races, I witnessed over 1,000 people respond to the gospel by raising their hands to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That is from the local pastor. And essentially what Kanye does, he incorporates a lot of music, usually has a choir with him. And, you know, he'll make like a beat or something, but the music is usually gospel and it has a theme to it. It's an interesting development. I mean, I guess what I'm asking folks is, are we on the heels of this great realignment, spiritually speaking? Great awakenings have happened in this nation's history before. And you never know what they're going to look like when they do happen. Freedom of religion in this country has allowed religion to blossom and flourish in this country. And is this a new movement, so to speak? Or do you not think much of it? I'd be interested for folks who are church going, what do you think of Kanye West, of all people, bringing people into the fold, into a relationship with Christ? I think it's fascinating.
Well, if he's sincere about it, I think it's a great way to get people involved in church again.
Yeah, and these images are amazing. There's a massive Protestant cross. See, I'm used to the crucifix growing up.
I know, me too.
But all these people, their hands up, giving praise. It's quite a sight. Quite a sight. But let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Susan?
Hey, Susan, welcome to the show.
Listen. If you're really serious about wanting to go to church, I want to invite you, and I'll meet you at the front door to Ridgecrest Baptist Church. Now, it's right there on Vaughn and Eastern Bypass, and we start at 9:30, that's Sunday school, and then at 10:30 we have our worship service, and we're usually out, you know, about 12. And I want to invite you to my church. Now, it's going to take more than one visit to understand Baptist views.
Yes, ma'am.
But if you just want to come, and if you want to see what we do to worship on Sundays, I want to invite you. My name is Susan Taft, and I want to invite you.
I appreciate that, Susan. I'm writing this down now.
You just have to let me know when you want to. And I even have a 25-year-old daughter I'll bring with me. But right now, I take my husband, he plays the guitar in the band, and I usually take my grandkids. And we used to be a really big church. We're not real huge now, but we got a good crowd. We're very diverse. And I think that, like I said, it'll take more than one visit, but if you just want to come for the experience, I want to invite you.
Well, Susan, do me a favor, and I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'll give you my number. I'll get your number, and we'll connect that way, and I will take you up on it. I appreciate the invitation.
Okay, and whenever you want to, just let me know, and if you call me and I don't answer, I've got an answering machine. You know what I'm saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Because this is a true invitation. I mean, it's like, how easy can it get when someone tells you it might be to church? And I definitely want to invite you to church, okay?
Thank you, Susan. Well, hold on for me, and I'll take down your number.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Let's field some of these other calls. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. This is Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, Eric.
Hey, I called you cats the other day about the aviator, the little chick that I thought was Hillary Clinton, but you know the last.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You were into the beer pretty early that day.
Oh yeah, hell, I'm into it today. I'm off today and tomorrow, so I don't know if it's ever too early, Jack.
No, I kind of agree with that.
Anyhow, I got in there and I went in there Friday night after work, and I went inside, and damn, lo and behold, if that particular woman, I'll be damned if she wasn't there again. Hello? And Mike Watson is an architect.
He owns the aviator, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, and the alley, also two or three little bars in that building, I think. But at any rate, I said, Mike, I said,
we got to let you go.
We had to let you go on that.
We got to let you go. Sorry about that.
Can't be saying that.
Sorry about that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Wayne. Hey, Wayne, welcome to the show.
Yes, you own a real church, go to Putter Road Baptist Church, 915 Sunday School.
Yes,
and buried for worship.
Now, what church is it?
Taylor Road Baptist.
Taylor Road Baptist. Okay. I know where that is. Well, I myself am not coming, but Joey might.
No, I've been on a journey for a while, but I grew up Catholic. I'd like to try something a little different. So it'd be 9:30, you say?
9:15 Sunday School.
Okay.
10:30. Worship service.
Okay. I appreciate that. You said Wayne?
Okay. Wayne,
I appreciate that invitation. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And very quickly.
We're here on the Power Hour.
Yeah, I know. Well, it got me thinking when I saw what Kanye is up to, and I'd like to expand, my knowledge and experience. So let's see who this is. Welcome to the show. You're on the program. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Guy Willits.
Hey, Guy.
I'm calling in reference to your question or statement about Kanye West. Just a couple comments.
Yeah.
One, if you look in the New Testament, Jesus and God used Paul, the apostle, right? Two-thirds of the New Testament. He was a murderer, a persecutor of the church, prior to coming to Christ. The second thing, if you recall, maybe you're too young, I don't know about Campbell.
I'm pretty damn old.
You had a great awakening in the 90s called Promise Keepers. And there, God used Bill McCarthy as the founder of Promise Keepers, who was the head coach of the Colorado football team.
Right, I remember that.
He wasn't an evangelist. He wasn't a pastor. Third, if you look in your Bible, Jesus Christ was an individual of no great, nothing great. He was not a physically great specimen. He wasn't handsome. He didn't stand out. The Bible says that. So God will use anyone he wants to bring about his purposes at any time he chooses. As long as that person is open to hear what God tells him to do and follows the direction of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter if it's Kanye West. It doesn't matter if it's an actor. It doesn't matter who it is. In fact, whenever there's a great movement, a great awakening, it's usually not going to come from a super evangelist of any
right.
type.
Right.
It's going to come from an insignificant person. So who gets the glory? Not the individual, but God. And you can look all that up.
Well,
I don't think there's anything surprising about that at all.
Well, there you go. Amen. And if folks haven't seen the videos or the images coming out of what Kanye West is up to, it is quite something to behold. So
yep.
I encourage folks to check
well,
it out.
Well, I'm glad it's going on. That's good news to hear.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate the call and you sharing with us.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Right, well, we do have to hit another break here. 272-9228. 272-9228. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. News and Views. Be right back after this very quick break.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Billy here from Auto Save Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
I was looking for a great birthday gift idea for my mom. I heard that Dan Black Studios has gift certificates for preserving video, photos, and slides, and I thought that would be perfect for her boxes of home movies. They can even take the photos and videos from my smartphone and convert them to a DVD, flash drive, or even put them on the cloud. You can order gift certificates online at danblackstudios.net or visit their location on Monticello Drive. Call Dan Black Studios for more details. 334-279-6036.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Thank you again to Susan and Wayne and Guy Willis all calling in talking about this breaking news with Kanye West. A lot of people criticizing him, but I think at the end of the day, it's a good thing. Anyway, people can find the right way, the right path. Gino dropped.
Well, that's probably a good thing after last week.
Yeah. I know. Oh, there's Adam Schiff talking live.
Well, he's going to share some testimony from the closed hearings. And let me just say this. Oh,
good Lord. Yeah.
Just because it's sworn testimony does not mean it's true. And if you think I'm crazy, you look at Andrew McCabe, you look at Peter Strzok, you look at James Comey. They all three lied.
Mm-hmm. Clapper as well.
Clapper, John Brennan, they all lied. So just because he's releasing testimony does not mean you need to believe it.
Well, and honestly, I just don't trust this guy.
Oh, he's horrible.
Again, folks, we're looking at Adam Schiff. He's doing a press conference right now. I will say this is quite obvious, and we fully expect this. We have seen a series of shifting, ever-changing rationales for this campaign of obstruction. Oh, good Lord. You know, Adam, you've perverted what the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence is supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about overseeing the intelligence community, and when they go a little bit out of bounds.
And calling, he's joined the intelligence community.
You're just joining them.
And fervor to Trump.
It is so frustrating.
Oh, it's outrageous.
But you go ahead, Adam. You be the face of the Democratic Party. Go ahead. Be the face of the party.
Maybe he wants to be drafted to run for president.
No. No. Look at that face. Look at that. Is that the face of a president?
No.
And he could get a tie that actually fits, too. Just, oh, it's so slimy.
He is absolutely despicable.
We expect those who, these witnesses were aware of efforts to withhold Ukraine military aid. Yes, because of corruption. Where did all the billions of dollars of USAID go, Adam?
What about Joe Biden withholding aid?
Yep.
I mean, he told him, either you get rid of this prosecutor, or my plane leaves in 6 hours, I'm not going to give you this money.
Well, and you know the guy that replaced the prosecutor Biden fired? The guy Biden fired is named Shokin. Mm-hmm. He was replaced by a guy named Lutsenko, eventually. Mm-hmm. Lutsenko claimed that one of these people that have testified in front of Adam Schiff's committee, Yovanovitch, you know, Trump talked about her in the phone call when you read the transcript. The woman.
Yeah.
The woman. She was bad news. We got rid of her. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. I heard she was bad news, too. She's all like, oh, it was a smear campaign against me. This prosecutor, the Biden, you know, got the first guy fired. This guy moves in. Lutsenko said, she gave me a do not prosecute list. And the media is saying that's been debunked. Because you know what they're using to say that's been debunked? Lutsenko came back and said, well, she didn't give me a list. She's told me a list of names over the phone.
Wow, oh, please.
And that's supposed to be, oh, my God. Is that true or not true? Where did all this money that went missing in Ukraine, USAID to Ukraine, where did it go? Like, we have this short memory. Like, nothing happened in Ukraine. There was a coup to overthrow the Ukrainian government. It happened. The guy that Victoria Nuland, Obama administration official, is on the phone talking about putting in as president. Poroshenko becomes president. All these little NGOs, you know, global organizations and whatnot, as well as anti-corruption bureaus, are set up working hand-in-hand with the FBI. A lot of weird stuff happened in Ukraine, but we can't look into it because Joe Biden's running for president.
I know, really. Let's protect poor old creepy Uncle Joe. God.
And given what I've been learning about, just refreshing my memory, reading these books and whatnot, I just don't trust that guy for a lot of reasons. He's saying Pompeo, Mulvaney, and Jordan have all participated in depositions like this in the majority. Okay, all right. I just don't buy their story. And I think they realize they have stepped too far.
Oh, they never think they stepped too far. Are you kidding?
Well, I think what they thought is that they're going to get this done quickly. And it's not move public opinion like they want it.
Sure. So they're going to drag it out more.
Right. And I say bring it on. I want to see a Senate trial. I want to see that. Not just for a business. It'd be fun to cover. But I think it's the one time we could actually have arguments. Like right there for all the American people to see. We rarely get those moments that are so high stakes.
Well, when the Horowitz Inspector General report comes out, that's going to be a little salacious.
Well, and of course, Adam Schiff is saying he's just following the facts. He didn't want to do this. But William Barr and John Durham are political.
Yeah, right.
You know what, Adam? I'll take you seriously if you take the words out of your mouth that William Barr and John Durham are just the president's lawyers and they're acting politically.
Who's he appointed by?
Well, Durham has worked for Janet Reno.
Okay.
Against, you know, mafia corruption, mob corruption. He was appointed by Mukasey for the W. Bush administration, and he was appointed by Holder to look into enhanced interrogation slash torture. So he's been appointed as a special investigator by attorneys general of both parties. And now, just because he's looking into stuff that this essentially conspiracy theory that you've been pushing on the American people for 2 years, I'll take you seriously, Adam Schiff, when you take these career people seriously. You're a partisan asshat as far as I'm concerned.
He's the worst. I mean, Nadler was so inept. I mean, that they gave this to Schiff. I mean, he's just totally inept. And this isn't really not the committee, as you said, to be looking into this.
No. Now let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, this is Michael. How you doing today, Doug?
I'm doing all right, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. I just want to say we've seen you grow up. I'm proud of you getting that promotion. Big man on campus now. Jack, it's great to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
It's just happy days. I'm telling you, happy days. Anyway, first, Joey.
Yes.
Make sure you go to a church. Make sure you're being taught the Bible, not doctrine or theory or anything else. Always double-check sources like we do with anything else. I have some suggestions for you, but as this path goes, God will lead you and take you where you need to be. So just enjoy the ride, brother. As far as Russia and all this, have y'all read the original treaty with Ukraine dealing with the corruption?
I have not.
Well, it's pretty interesting. If you go back and look at it, after the fall of the Soviet Union, we entered into a treaty with Ukraine because certain companies and politicians were using it as a go-between between Moscow and D.C. Couldn't directly deal with Moscow, but Ukraine can deal directly with Moscow. Ukraine could deal with D.C. So under the famous William Jefferson Clinton, they entered into this agreement to where military aid and everything else was contingent upon, believe it or not, investigating corruption. So, hence, the Democrats were going after the Republicans back in the Clinton days. Now it's turned around and bit them in the butt because now they're being exposed for doing the very same thing that the Republicans were doing 20 years ago. So I think all this is going to come out. I think it's all part of the trap where Trump is just setting the trap to expose the corruption and drain the swamp. Of course, you can't drain the swamp unless you get, you know, in a few hornet's nests, but if anybody can take it, Trump can.
That's true.
Yeah, I think he'll hold his own.
He's tough as nails.
Well, he's tough as new rope, but I don't know if he expected all the media to turn against him. But the people are behind him, and you know, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat, I'm a free-thinking individual, but, you know, I can sit back and look at it and investigate it and go, man, this is just, it's embarrassing that as a country we're going through it, but yet it's amazing that we did put in someone in the office who could, you know, could withstand the pressure, withstand the scrutiny. Ever since he's been named as our president, they've been investigating, trying to dig something up. I know if they even worked a tenth as hard on me, I'd be under the jail. So I think it's going to be an interesting ride, and I think we're going to see a whole lot of people, maybe not in handcuffs, but I think a whole lot of people are going to be stepping down.
I agree. I appreciate the call, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Y'all keep rocking it and keep doing what you do. We love y'all.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
We got it.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. We got to hit another break here, folks. I'm just getting hot under the collar watching Adam Schiff here.
Oh, and it's just so aggravating.
Because here's what's bothering me.
He's one of the best controlled liars I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen him do this stunt for the last 2 years. And then they didn't come up with what he promised. You overpromise and you underdeliver constantly, Adam Schiff. And you do it for political partisan reasons. And then you have the gall to call the Attorney General of the United States and a very respected U.S. attorney political. I have a hard time taking you seriously. And all it's doing is dividing the country more. We'll be back. More News and Views after this quick break. The way it should start. The crazy ways I ever could.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Look at your phone, tablet, or computer. What's going on in there? Hard to say, but one thing's for sure. These things bring you things. Things like news, sports, interspecies animal friendships, or, you know, whatever you're into. But to get that stuff, you'll need an internet connection. One that's really fast with no data caps. One that's just $34.99 per month. Super fast internet from WOW. A company you'll love. Sign up today at WOWWay.com. Offer for new customers with a 2-year agreement and auto pay. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join Dixie to drive out hunger in our community and support the Montgomery Area Food Bank this November. Give your donation to a team member at your Dixie appointment.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Riverside Chevrolet or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Riverside Chevrolet, Alabama's truck and automobile leader. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warming trend underway as we start this brand new week, and then a big change at the end of the week. Considerable cloudiness will be around today, tonight, and tomorrow, but we should be dry. Upper 60s today, near 50 tonight, low 70s tomorrow. Wednesday is my pick of the litter as the best day of the week weather-wise, with highs in the middle 70s, plenty of sunshine. We'll also be in the mid-70s on Thursday as well. Then rain comes in Thursday night and in through at least half of the day on Friday before it turns sharply colder like it did last week at the end of the week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. 272-9228 if you want to give us a call. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. This part of the program brought to you by Express Fitness 24/7. It's all in the name, folks.
Yeah, that's your gig right there, pal.
That's the gym I go to. I've been going. It's probably been about 9 months, and I've been a regular. And you know, one of the other trainers there is like, man, look at your boy. And I really have. I'm 190 now. I could probably lose like 7 pounds of fat. But I've transformed my body, and it's a lot of work, a lot of hard work. But I love it because it's not just, oh, you look a different way in the mirror. It's a good mental exercise. It's something I do every day to keep me disciplined. And it's, you know, because this job is so much like research and talking, using your mind, it's nice to do something as simple as pick up and put down a heavy weight, which, you know, you do a squat, it's a little more trying than, say, doing leg press. There's something to it where you have to get discipline and learn the movements and these sorts of things. It's why I love working out at Express Fitness 24/7. They have trainers there on staff. They're a little extra, but when you become a member, it's a one-time sign-up fee, and then month-to-month, it's a very low month-to-month fee. You don't have to do a long-term contract, and when you become a member, you get 24/7 access. And there's 24/7 surveillance for security, but you can go whenever you like. You get key fob technology and make it fit your schedule. You can do a lot of the power lifts, heavy compound lifts like I'm doing. You can go in there and just get some cardio in on one of the cardio machines, treadmills, ellipticals, cycling, all sorts of things there. Free weights and cable weighted machines, state-of-the-art equipment, and I'm never wanting for equipment. There's always room there for me. If you want to go to the Montgomery location, call 386-8689, 386-8689, and tell Alex that Joey from the radio sent you. Or Montgomery's not your location. There are many around the River Region. Go to ExpressFitness24, the number 24.com, ExpressFitness24.com. Find out which location would be best for you. And again, make sure to tell them Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones and talk to Flower Child. Hey, Flower Child.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I went to the Auburn Ole Miss game, and they, of course, the whole thing was veterans. You know, they honored them because of
You're kind of fading out on us, Flower Child.
I said I went to the Auburn Ole Miss.
Okay, good.
Game. And Admiral Mike Rogers was there. He introduced a couple veterans.
Yeah.
You know, giving, because it's Veterans Day next week. And so they were honoring all these people. But I thought that was really interesting. You know, he's the guy that showed that how the DOJ and FBI had weaponized the intelligence agency. And I just was wondering if there's any sort of, does he have any sort of connection to Alabama?
Michael Hayden?
No, Mike Rogers.
Oh, Mike Rogers.
Admiral.
Admiral, right, not the former congressman.
Yes.
No. I don't know. He might.
Anyway, I was just shocked when they introduced him, you know. Of course, most people don't obsess over stuff like this, you know, and they just, you know, but I thought that. And I have a couple other things. Sessions is my man. I love him. I think we're going to all see that he was actually working behind the scenes. There's an article by Jonathan Turley. Mm-hmm. I think he wrote it in 2017. And, you know, I.G. Horowitz can only investigate, but Huber can prosecute, the guy from Utah.
Right.
And Sessions gave Horowitz the powers to investigate not only current employees but former employees. So Huber, Horowitz is working with Huber. They went around, Turley said this was brilliant, because instead of having a special counsel that would have drawn out everything, this is kind of like a Sessions special counsel, is what I believed. And they wanted the indictments away from Washington, you know, more so out in Utah. And the deep state needs to remember FISAs go both ways. And I think Sessions even appointed Durham. It's just that Barr announced it. That's my personal opinion. I know you think.
No, I think Huber's up to something and has been, but doing so quiet. I think what Huber's been kind of the guy keeping track of the whole narrative.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think he's been keeping everything in order. That and also and been working with Horowitz, and I think Horowitz and what Huber and Horowitz have come up with, I think Durham is now going to run with, because Durham has become a criminal investigation.
Well, let's see, Huber. I mean, Horowitz is just only about what went wrong in the FBI and the DOJ, right?
And the FISA process and
yes,
all that.
It's FISAGate is what Huber, I think, and Horowitz are probably working together.
Right.
And Durham is working more about the origin of the you know, the spying on Trump campaign.
Right. It'd be before the FBI opened up Crossfire Hurricane, when they start doing Crossfire Hurricane, but also after Trump gets elected, there's a lot that could be looked into on what Clapper and Brennan and Comey were up to. So it's all, there's a lot of moving parts. It's why I think we haven't seen anything yet. They're trying to get it exactly right. But as far as we know, Hort's report is over and done with. It's just a matter of being released to the public now.
I actually think that phone call to the President Zelensky was probably a setup by Trump.
Hmm.
He's too brilliant to, he wanted to draw out some more actors. And he already knew about that Eric Ciaramelli.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vindem guy. Did you know, when I found this out, I was shocked, and I read a lot. But, you know, Vindem has a twin brother, and, you know, he said as soon as he heard the phone call, he went to the NSC lawyer,
mm-hmm.
NSC lawyer. Do you know who that was?
No.
His twin brother.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that. Wow. So I love your calls, Flower Child. You always have more information.
Uh-huh. Well, that's, anyway, I just could not believe it. You know, here he is. He acts like he's being a true patriot, you know, spying on the president. Wasn't even invited to be in on the call. But, well, anyway, I think tomorrow the Great Awakening might start, is what I'm hearing.
In more ways than one, that's what I hope.
Uh-huh. Well, good talking to you, and God bless Trump and all his people that have planned this out.
Thank you, Flower Child.
Appreciate the call.
You know, this is amazing. Thank you for that call. There's a lot of moving parts. And let's be honest, folks, we're out in the public. We can only deal with what's publicly available, so we'll see. And let's not jump the gun here. I think a lot of people jumped the gun on Robert Mueller one way or another, and I waited. So I'm now much more suspicious of what people like Adam Schiff and John Brennan, James Comey and James Clapper, Strzok and Page, and so many others were up to. Andy McCabe as well. But I'm going to try not to let my, well, lack of a better word, anger get the better of me. We got to wait and see what Durham and Horowitz have actually, and Huber and so many others have actually looked into and what they've come up with. Now, this is amazing, Jack. From Yahoo News, Donald Trump is competitive in head-to-head matchups with top Democrats in six key battleground states. Yep. So all those national polls, Trump's losing to everybody on the Democratic side of the aisle, it's nonsense. They're saying Biden beats Trump in these battleground states. I don't even see that, because I think Biden is being brought to the left. And Biden, well, he's not what he used to be. I'm amazed. Did you watch that 60-minute interview?
I watched clips of it, yeah.
It's like it didn't help him, really. Like, he does seem off.
Fuzzy a little bit on things.
And I think it's going to be just a target-rich environment for President Donald J. Trump. I think Biden has a glass jaw. And really, if you think about it, he's never been successful in presidential politics.
Mm-mm.
He was picked out of the club by Barack Obama. And the pick makes sense. I think, watching old clips, Obama and Biden worked well together. I think Biden was sort of the goofy, dopey vice president, you know, the old senator who knows everybody where all the bodies are buried.
Yeah, that's why he was picked.
Right. And I think now that Biden's on his own and he doesn't have that shine and polish like he used to, I mean, he can do all the cosmetic surgery procedures he wants and whiten his teeth all he wants. He just doesn't seem to have the same fire in his belly that he had in past years. And really, it could be the slogan of Biden's campaign. It's why Democratic donors are nervous. It's not, I don't really need to do this. Not a great
I love the way his campaign is, I want to make America moral again. And he's got this Ukraine thing hanging over him and his son.
It's not the role of the government to make us moral. Not the role of the president to make us moral.
I totally agree with that.
You know, I don't think it's a terrible thing at the end of the day, when you look to your kids and go, hey, I like Donald Trump as my president, but he's not a role model. Some people might think that.
Well, let me tell you, when he said that to Billy Bush.
Oh, yeah. You can grab all the kitty cats you want from the humane shelters and take them home. Like, you can adopt all of them if you're rich. Or that you do anything.
I'm just so mad.
Why are you mad?
I just am. This whole thing is just so ridiculous.
Yeah, we will see. What the most frustrating
part
about...
But now read the rest of that sentence that you did not finish.
Hmm.
According to, these has a narrow margin, according to a new set of New York Times Sin College polls.
Right, and that's not even good campaign internal polling.
Right.
Yeah.
But it says, but in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Florida, Arizona, North Carolina, the six states that Trump won most narrowly in 2016, the president trails Joe Biden by an average of 2 percentage points among registered voters within the margin of... I don't believe a damn word of that.
Right.
And I said last time, these polls are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump's going to win this race.
That's within the margin of error. That's registered voters, not likely voters.
And let me tell you something. The people that have benefited by his economy are in those states, Pennsylvania and New York and wherever else they said he lived. I mean, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, you think those people aren't going to vote for him again when their economy is so much better than it was?
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, this is just a fraud.
Well, and this is, we got to, I know it's frustrating, Jack, and it's mostly frustrating because it's a lot of fake news, stilted, tilted, skewed news. There's a lot of rumor and innuendo that goes on with these meetings for impeachment behind closed doors, and now we're going to see the transcripts, but we can't find out who the whistleblower is, who the whistleblower talked to. This is all just too cute by half. So let's just smile in the middle of it. I know it can be frustrating, but it's also the front row seat to the greatest freak show on earth, America 2019-2020. It's going to be a lot of fun. Let's see who this is before this break. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hello, J Squared. It's Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
How's it going, guys?
All right, how you doing?
Doing excellently. Hey, you know, all the Dems are afflicted with Trumpitis. And Biden just exemplifies that with, you know, make America moral again. All these guys have come up with their own make America something again. Well, that's just plagiarism. They took that from Trump.
Right. Well, let's see. Biden was accused of it once before when he ran for president.
They can't do anything without thinking about Trump. I think it's marvelous.
Well, because they're doing that, Wayne, though, I think Trump at the next big rally should go, yes, we can. Yes, we can keep America great. Yes, we can.
Oh, Joey, that would be great. That would be great. No doubt. Hey, this is getting more and more ridiculous by the day, and it's just painting a picture of voluminous landslide for Trump, and that'll be, you'll really see the derangement syndrome when that happens.
Indeed. Well, Wayne, appreciate you listening. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Hey, keep it up. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We got to hit our last break here on News and Views on a Monday morning. News and Views from 9 to noon. Dan Moore Show is next. Jack and myself.
We had to hear this early?
No, we'll be right back after this.
Oh, I was kind of concerned.
This quick break. Be right back.
Let's see.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king!
Thank you very much.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome Welcome back. Closing moments of news and views. Dan Moore's show is next. But first, Jack, why not a preview of tomorrow's
program? Yeah, tomorrow's show, Tuesday, November 5th. By the way, next Monday is Veterans Day, 11-11-11.
Okay.
Was when the treaty was signed. And everything will be closed. We'll probably be here. But
yeah, we'll be
all
here.
All right, so tomorrow, Tuesday, the 5th, at I'll kick the show off at 9. At 10, State Treasurer John McMillan, always a great guest on these airwaves, will be here, talk about what's going on in the State Treasurer's office and other things, state politics. And then at 11, former Auburn coach Tommy Tuberville, U.S. Senate candidate, will call in at 11. And so we will ask him some basic questions and get the interview going. And we welcome anyone to call in and ask Coach Tuberville. Don't call in and talk about Auburn football, because that's not why he's on here. He's on here to tell you why he's running for Senate and why he will be the best candidate for the job. So make sure you tune in tomorrow.
Well, I'm interested in whether it's Tuberville or anybody else. What kind of senator are you going to be? Are you going to be kind of more behind the scenes, you know, looking out for the state? Or are you going to be like a TV senator, like some of these guys have become? I'm interested in that angle. And I'm not against either approach. Just, you know, how are you going to behave up there?
Well, you probably don't know till you get up there.
That's true, too.
But, you know, I hear he's doing a really good job as he travels around and campaigning.
Well, last time he was on these airwaves, I was quite impressed with Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And it's not just that Mike, freshman year was his last year at Auburn.
Well, when he was here before, he was tinkering with the idea of running for office.
Hmm.
But I think really deep down he wanted to be athletic director at Auburn. But he was on the show with me and the former host, and he was very engaging. He's a good guest.
He is. He's very much
a good guest. But I want to see, has he matured as a candidate?
Has he
grown up and he's able to discuss issues with clarity and, you know,
and there are
depth.
Plenty to be discussed.
Yes, absolutely.
Plenty to be discussed. So that does it for News and Views this Monday morning. Dan Moore's show is next. Thank you all so much for listening. Myself, Joey Clark. Jack Campbell will be back bright and early tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Tune in then.